三年，如果找不着果子，以后再说。
And so allow the barren fig tree to remain in the vineyard, and after three years, then they will decide the fate of the fig tree.
所以今天我们能够蒙保守，我们这有，并不是比别人更有益，乃是因为。神给我们更多的机会。
It's not because that we are more righteous than others, but God has given us more opportunity.
那么然后呢？第二十二节，耶稣往耶路撒冷去，在所经过的各城各乡教训人。所以你可以看得出来，他往耶路撒冷去，所经过的各城各乡教训人。那么这个都是约旦河外的各城各乡说的。
And so we know that as he moved towards Jerusalem, you know that he has went through the cities and villages, and we know that it's the region beyond River Jordan.
那么第十二章告诉我们，有许多人，有几万人聚集，甚至彼此践踏。
That here they say they were innumerable, multitude were gathered together to see him.
但是到了24章的25节
And as we come to the chapter 14, verse 25,
有极多的人和耶稣同行。
And there it says, great multitudes went with him.
所以你看，很多人要跟从我们的主。
That many wish to follow the Lord.
那他转过来对他们说了下面的话。
And he turned. This is what he said to them.
主耶稣开了三个条件，如果你要做门徒的话。
Or if you want to be his disciple, there were three conditions.
所以在约旦河外到处都是人。
And we know that beyond River Jordan, you can see people everywhere.
你随便找一般人就是 mega church.
As long as you gather them, you know that they can form a mega church.
所以当主耶稣看见这么多人的时候。
And so when the Lord Jesus seen that he has seen so many people.
你知道人就是资本。
That we know, men are the capitals.
你有多少人就是多少资本，你就拥有多少的资本。
How many men you have, that you show how much capital you have.
许多人一看见极多的人就兴奋起来。
And that there are so many people, many will get, many will excited.
你怎么样能把它组织，怎么样把这些人把它留住了？
How do you retain them? How do you organize them?
你怎么样能迎合他们的需要？
And how do you meet their needs?
他们已经送上门来了，你不要把他们推走了。
And they already come, do not reject them.
但是主耶稣浇冷水，而且尽可能把他们。
Do not turn them away, but the Lord Jesus was trying to turn them away.
你觉得稀奇不稀奇，弟兄姊妹
？Don't you think that it's very interesting?
当我们的主回到约旦河外，他的工作非常成功，非许多人跟随他的时候。
We know our Lord Jesus when he returned from beyond Jordan.His ministry was so successful.
你看我们的主怎么对他们说话。
What did our Lord Jesus say to them?
所以路加福音十四章是非常非常重要的一章。
And so Luke chapter 4:14 is very important.
因为现在我们知道，如果要跟随主是有条件，不是没有条件。
Now we come to know that if we want to follow the Lord.Yeah, some conditions.
而且主开了三个条件。
And the Lord has given us three conditions.
那在这里主不是说吗？主说，第二十八节，你们哪一个人要盖一座楼，不先坐下花算计花费，能盖成不能呢
？For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down and first count the cost, whether he has enough?
所以如果人要跟从主的话
，And so if you want to follow the Lord,
他要坐下来算一算看，算计花费。能不能达到目的
？And so you must first sit down and then to count whether he will be able to meet the cost.
不要盲目的跟从主。
And not to follow the law blindly.
不要盲目的随便把人找来。
And don't blindly and seek men.
他们如果要跟从主，他们要计算花费。
And so if they want to follow the law, they need to count the cost.
能不能完成神的旨意
？Whether they will be able to accomplish the will of God.
所以主开了三个条件。
And so the Lord has set three conditions.
第一。
First,
人若不恨自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹和自己性命，就不能做我的门徒。
If anyone comes to me, does not hate his father, the mother, the wife, the children, brothers and sisters, yes, of his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
那恨这个字会不会太重了
？Do you think that hate is too heavy word?
其实不要忘记，我们的主就是用那个字的。
This is the exact word that our Lord Jesus used.
但是你怎么明白这句？恨这句话
，How do we understand the word by the word hate？
因为恨父母、妻子、儿女那个恨，就是恨自己性命那个恨。
And that hate is means that you hate your own life。
而那个性命在原文是魂，恨你自己的魂。
And that you will to hate your own soul。
你为什么要恨你自己的魂
？Why do you need to hate your own soul？
因为你魂畸形发展。
that we know that because your soul has grown abnormally.
就好像我们这个人一样，这个没有节食的时候，我们这个人的身体就畸形发展。
And we know that we are not well built. We know that we will grow abnormally.
所以圣经用胖子来形容我们的肉体。
And so the Bible uses plump just to describe us
胖子。
Fat.
Yeah.
So you're
这个胖子来形容我们肉体有它道理的，因为那个胖子就是我们的身体畸形发展的结果。
When you're fat, that means that we have grown abnormally. That this is describe our body.
但是你知道，一个人胖了以后，他不光是不美丽，而且对身体有害处。
Not only that you lost the beauty if you are too fat, and that you will also create health problems.
你没有看见一个白马王子是胖乎乎的没有
？You have never seen Prince Charming so fat, right?
但是你知道说不止如这个还是小事，但是问题就是说这个对身体有很大的伤害。
This is a small matter, but what is more important that it will affect your health?
为什么我们觉得主的道路很窄呢
？But when we say that his way is narrow,
为什么我们说进窄门走窄路呢
？The when we say that we enter the narrow gate and narrow way,
其实门不窄，路也不窄，我们太胖了，所以挤也挤不进去。
It's not a narrow way and narrow gate, it's because we just can't go in. You know what I mean?
所以有一个太太告诉另外一个太太说
，And that's one wife was relating something to the other wife.
她说我这几天又胖又重起来了。
She says that you know my scale has gone up again.
她说我先生要送给我的东西，我怎么挤都挤不进去。
What my husband has given me, I just can't wear them.
哦，她说那一定是指着他给你一件衣服来说。
That refer to the clothes or the dress.
她说不是，她送给一部车子，我怎么挤都挤不进去。
She said no, it's a car. I couldn't even get into the car.
所以弟兄姊妹不要忘记。今天一直的呢，有一天你觉得这个样不行，这样下去不行。
That one day you realize we cannot continue to remain.
当肉体畸形发展的时候
，and if our body were to grow abnormally,
你不能让它就这样去了。
You cannot allow it to carry on.
你要恨你的魂。
You need to hate your soul.
然后你就跟医生说，好不好把我放在手术台上
？And so you ask the doctor, is it possible to put me on the operating table?
然后也许肠剪一段。就瘦过来。
Maybe you will sort of cut off part of your intestine or the stomach that you might restore to your original shape.
这就是这里的意思，弟兄姊妹。
This is what he meant here.
那为什么我们恨自己的魂
？Why that we need to hate our soul?
因为魂畸形发展的结果。
Because the result of the abnormal growth.
所以主说要失去你的魂。
Because you need to lose your soul.
你的魂太多了。
That so much, you have so much of the soul.
我们的脂肪太多了。你要失去这些东西。
We need to get it off our fats.
才能够健康。
Then we'll be healthy.
所以十字架的目的就是要把我们带回到原来的比例。
And so, the cross is going to restore us to our original shape.
不止我们要恨我们的魂。
Not only that we want to hate our soul.
因为人堕落的有个人跟人的关系也畸形发展。
And because that we have fallen, and so the relations between the relationship between other men has also grown abnormally.
有的父母爱他的儿女根本不是爱，是恨他的。
That sometimes the parents love their children is not love but hate.
爱到没有原则了。
The love has no principle.
所以这里所讲的关系是个畸形发展的关系。
And so this relationship is actually an abnormal relationship.
不是说你要恨父母，没有圣经说要孝敬父母。
But the Bible said that we have to honor our parents, not to hate our parents.
但是你和父母的关系已经不正常。
But that your relationship with your parents are abnormal.
要么你完全背叛。
What if you want that you have to betray them?
要么那个里面已经有秘了，已经没有原则了。
That otherwise there will be no more.
你爱父母爱到一个地步，他拜拜什么都可以，你不管他。
And that what your parents love a child to such an extent, whatever thing he does, you are not.
你怕伤他的心。
That you say that you might hurt them.
你连做见证都不敢做见证。
You don't even dare to witness.
当弟兄姊妹，结果你爱到什么地步，把他爱到地狱里面去。
That you love them right up till they end up in hell.
有一个弟兄大学毕业以后
，One brother who graduated after he
graduated, 他不敢回家，因为他信了耶稣了。
He did not dare to go home because he had now believed in the Lord Jesus.
他在我们家里待了好几个礼拜。
He has lived in my house for many weeks.
有一天他觉得他要回去了。
But one day he realized he must.
他要面对他的父亲。
He has to face his father.
结果有一天回家以后
，One day after
他就跟爸爸讲，他就把他自己衣服脱上身把他脱了。
And then he took away his clothes.
他拿一个鞭子交给他的父亲。
And then he gave a whip to the father.
他的爸爸，我做了一件对不起你的事。
He says I've done something that
是你不喜欢的事。
Something that you will not like.
为了这件事，你怎么打我都可以。
And then because of this, you can, any way that you can tell.
但是我不能不告诉你。
But I can't help but to tell you.
我信了耶稣。
Now I have believed in Jesus.
现在你可以怎么做都可以。
You can do anything to me now.
弟兄姊妹， Brother, 这个见证。
This testimony.
你看见吗？虽然伤父亲的心。
No doubt that it hurts the father's heart.
但是现在因着他的见证，能够叫他的父亲听见福音。
That we know that because of his testimony, now the father has heard the gospel.
这个叫做爱父亲。
This is meant by loving the father.
这个叫爱母亲。
This is meant by loving your mother.
起初因为怕他高血压，什么都不敢告诉。
In the beginning, they were worried about hypertension.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在明白吗？要做主的门徒。
If you want to be the disciple,
要恨自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姊妹和自己的魂。否则我们不能。
You need to hate your father, your mother, your brothers and sisters, and your own soul. Otherwise, you cannot qualify to be his disciple.
这是第一个条件。
First condition.
第二个条件。
The second condition.
凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，不能做我的门徒。
And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
我们每一个人都应该让绊脚石放在我们自己的脚上。
We must allow the stumbling block to be placed before us.
只有我们倒了，神的旨意才能不倒。
It's only that when you are fallen, the will of God will persist.
然后最后，无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
For which of you intending, those of you who forego everything, you cannot be my disciple.
那为什么讲撇下所有啊？
That why that you have to forsake all the things?
因为这里告诉我们说，这个这告诉我们说，这里有一个人呢，那你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下算计划？
And so that relates back to where it says that anyone of you intend to build a building, you need to first sit down and calculate the cost.
我们读圣经读错了。
We have read wrongly.
我们以为我们要坐下来算计花费。
That we thought we are the one supposed to sit down and calculate the cost.
是谁要盖一座楼的？
Who is going to build the building?
是主说我要建造我的教会在这磐石上的。
But it was the Lord who said that upon this rock I'm going to build my church.
所以不是你坐下来花计算花费，是主耶稣坐下来计算花费。
This is not you who sat down and calculate, but it is the Lord himself.
这个材料能不能用啊？
Whether this material can be used.
把我们的材料都拿去，能不能盖成这一栋楼？
Whether this material will be fit to be used for the building.
否则就是笑话。
Otherwise it will be a laughing stock.
那么然后如果你要打仗的话，那么你要看看你用一万兵呢，还是敌人两万兵吗？
So you are going to war? Are you going to use 1,000 soldiers or 2,000 soldiers?
是主耶稣盖楼的。
It is the Lord who is constructing the building.
是主耶稣也要打仗的。
The Lord Jesus built the tower. He is going to war.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们能不能打仗？
Are we able to fit to go to war?
我们都是少爷兵、老爷兵，怎么打这个仗啊？
And then we are We are young and so wealthy, and then sometimes we are so old. How are we going to go to war?
但是弟兄姊妹，你看，所以现在你看，是谁坐下来计算划算
？But you know who has to sit down and to calculate the cost?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
那你如果真的要建造的话
if you intend to build.
我记得台北的火车站刚刚被拆掉的时候，我们觉得很可惜。
At when the railway station was first pulled down, we find it's such a waste.
但等到后来盖起来的时候，我们觉得拆的是对的。
Then when it has rebuilt, we find that it was a correct decision.
因为如果主盖一座楼，所有的材料当都是新造的材料，怎么会旧造的材料呢？
That we know that when the Lord built a new building, it must be all new material.
所有亚当的东西都不能用的。
Anything that really the old Adam cannot be used.
所以无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的，不能做我的门徒。
And so whosoever you does not forsake all that you have, you cannot be my disciple.
主呼召我们，因为他要建造他的教会。
The Lord has called us because he wants to build his church.
主知道呼召我们要对付他的仇敌。
And that we know that the Lord wants to build his church because he wants to deal with his enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹
，And so brothers,
现在我们清楚了。
Now we are clear.
主在这里给我们看见，要满足这三个条件才可以。
Only that we have fulfilled this condition, only then we can be his disciples.
那结果他前面就讲了三个，就前面就讲了三段的故事。
And so before that, you have related to us the three stories.
他先讲的有一个人呢，他这个患了水谷的病。
And talk one that who had this dropsy.
这个水谷的病就是里面装满了很多的水，然后这个人就畸形发展，变得很胖很大。
And because that he has water retention, and so he has grown abnormally.
你看，这个刚好和若不恨自己的细魂，就不能做我的门徒，刚好这两个图画是相配的。
And so it's the same picture, they complement one another. If you do not hate your soul, you cannot be my disciple.
然后主耶稣告诉我们说，你如果去做客的话，一定要坐在最。